And good morning once again. Welcome back to the Community Corner on KWHI, where I'm Craig Montana, being joined by folks around the community, around the area, to let you know about what's going on, about stuff that you can enjoy. And today, really not an event going on, but we're going to be talking about something that is going to be going on this weekend. A lot of folks will be celebrating this weekend because the holiday coming right back up with us with the New Year's this weekend. I'm being joined by Brenham Fire Chief Ricky Baker, and good morning, sir.
Good morning, Craig. It's good to be here.
Good to have you on here. So, first of all, Merry Christmas to you. How you have? Hope you had a good Christmas.
We had an outstanding Christmas. Really look forward to all the family that came in and got to visit with everybody. Like always, it was a great day.
And of course, even though it was a holiday yesterday, the city staff was off, but you did have firefighters. They were in the firehouse yesterday, just in case there was calls out.
Oh, yes. We're on duty 24 hours a day. There's always somebody there at the station.
Okay. So those has been Christmas, you know, at the firehouse, but I'm sure, you know, it's like a big family there anyway. So.
It is. They did celebrate Christmas down there with the group that was there. So it was a good day.
All right. So we've got, you know, not to push Christmas, you know, to the wayside, you know, just a day ago, but we're in another holiday. Very fast. And this is another one of those big holidays where people go out and they kind of they do a lot of celebrating and they do a lot of things that could be dangerous with the fireworks. It's kind of where we're going to focus on that stuff and just a lot of other things with the coming year. So first off, let's talk about just fireworks in general here for the city of Brenham, because I know that you cannot set off any fireworks at all in City of Brenham.
That's right. There is a city ordinance that prohibits the use of fireworks or the possession of fireworks inside the city limits of Brenham. If you're in the outlying areas out in the county, you are permitted to use fireworks and possess mm-hmm. them out there, but not inside the city limits.
Now the question is, like, say, you know, I live here in town. I go out and I buy fireworks, you know, today to use for this coming up weekend. Now, I can't even have them in town?
As long as they're in the package that hasn't been opened, you're okay. But if the package is open, well, then you're in violation and okay. They can be confiscated.
So no loose firecrackers?
No loose firecrackers or anything. They need to be in the package that it was purchased in. Mm-hmm. And you can bring them in, but then take, you know, fire them out in the county.
Okay. Now, I know there is a distance from where they can sell fireworks. That'd be so far away from the city limits.
I think it was last year or maybe even the year before, the fireworks did get that change. This Fireworks Association, they're a very powerful lobby group, mm-hmm. and they did get that change to where they can sell fireworks right up to the city limits. It okay. used to be 5,000 feet away from the city limits that okay. You couldn't have a fireworks stand. That has changed, and they can sell fireworks, but it has to be right outside the city limits. Okay. It cannot be inside city limits.
No, that was my question going to come to, because I know I thought they had to be so far away. Is there a distance that before you can set off fireworks in the city limits?
It's just outside the city limits.
So as long as you're at the city limit sign, you're
on the right side of the city limit sign.
You can shoot off all you want to as long as you're not directly inside the city limits.
Right.
Okay.
And they don't fly into the city limits.
Okay, that's the other thing. So even if the bottle rocket goes up and it goes that way instead of that way, you could be in trouble.
You could be in violation, yes, sir.
Okay. All right. And so we got that settled, where you can have them, where you can set them off. I was talking about safety with fireworks, because a lot of folks, we were talking about this, the fact that, you know, we've had quite a bit of, you know, of rain mm-hmm. here this year, and the ground is very, very, very wet out there, very, very, you know, kind of soggy a little bit. Is there still a danger with the fireworks, even with the wet ground like it is right now?
It is if you have a bunch of dried grass that you have on your property. You know, fireworks, they still put off sparks. And even though the ground is wet, you have a possibility of the grass being dry enough to where it could start to burn. We have been out fighting grass fires before and got stuck in the mud, mm-hmm. You know, because the dried grass on top burns. And, you know, it's the ground is wet. It may not burn as fast, but it still does burn and can cause a problem. So you really want to be careful. If you have a bunch of dried grass around, or if you have some old wood on a pile or something, you know, sparks get in there and they can fester over time. And you never know, with the wind blowing just right, mm-hmm. What you don't want to happen can't.
Yeah. I mean, we just had a news story this morning about somebody dumped up their charcoals last night, not thinking about it, and they had a fire on their fence.
Right. I'm sure they the fire was like at 4:30 this morning, so I'm sure they dumped it last night after supper, you know, and dumped it over the fence, and some of them were leaning up against the fence, and with the wind blowing and everything just right, next thing you know, the board fence is on fire.
Yeah, and you think, you know, all the rain that we had, the fence would be...
That's right. You wouldn't
wet.
Have a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it can happen.
Okay, so there's precautions there. Now, say something like that does happen. You're out in a county, and you set up a bottle rocket or something like that, and you get a fire. You know, we're going to call, you know, 911 emergency. But what can we do to help out in the meantime when we're waiting for somebody to arrive?
Well, with fireworks, I mean, shooting the fireworks is one thing. You also have the safety of the people that are using them. They really need to know what's going on with them. Most of your injuries and things that you have with fireworks are going to be from burns, or if you are foolish enough and try to light a firecracker inside your fingers holding it and it goes off. You know, I know that happens. Don't do that. You need to be careful with things like that. The first thing you can do with a burn is to make sure you put cold water on it, or just tap water. Don't put ice water on it, just regular water. Run water over it for 10 to 15 minutes until EMS can get there, or till you can get to town. Out in the county, you know, you really need to try to have some kind of water source with you, because, you know, all fires start small. So if you can find it small enough and you have a bucket of water, you can put it out that way before it gets out of hand, because it can get out of hand real quick. And something else I'd like to touch on is the sparklers, because, you know, everybody likes to let their little kids hold the sparklers and play with them. What you might not realize is that sparkler, when it's burning over 1,200 degrees. And over a quarter of all injuries that go to the ER are sparkler related.
Really?
And it's funny, or not funny, but it's sad that 35% of those are under the age of 15 and 9% are under the age of 5. Because that's the one firework that everybody is comfortable with their little kids holding them. And, you know, you say, don't touch the red. But every now and then, you know, kids are going to be curious and they're going to do it. And they can get seriously burned. So please be careful with those sparklers. They're a pretty thing. They're a pretty sight for everybody to see. And everybody likes taking pictures with their little kids holding them. But be careful. Please be careful.
All right. And so, that's the fireworks stuff. I mean, there is safety to be taken care of. Anything else fireworks related that we really need to look at, because we talked about, you know, just being safe in general?
Well, another thing is if a firework doesn't go off, don't go up to it. You know, let it sit there for a period of time before you try to go up and inspect it or try to relight it again. That's a bad thing. If it doesn't go off, stick it in a bucket of water or leave it there till the next day, because you just don't want it to go off. You don't want to, when you're lighting a bottle rocket or something, do not stand over it. You want to stand off to the side of it, because you never know what direction that bottle rocket is going to take off in.
Yeah.
It's supposed to go up, and that's about all you can guarantee is it's going to go up, but it could have an angle to it and be going towards you or something else. So just be careful with that.
Okay.
It's a lot of common sense, and don't let any underage kids be out there with it. Make sure you have adult supervision.
Okay, that is a very wise thing. Yeah, make sure that somebody is out there sober, taking care of everything. So let's turn our attention away from the fireworks and just coming into the new year, things that people can start preparing for the new year, what they can start doing with their home safety, with everything. I know there's always stuff you can do.
Well, you want to make sure, you know, if any of your tree leaves or pine needles or anything have confiscated up on your roof, make sure you pull all those down. Clean the area up around the house. Try to have a where grass and stuff doesn't grow right up to the house. You want to make it fire safe, is what the Texas Forest Service calls. And I have a big push on that always in the early spring. It's the maintenance issues that we've kind of let go over the winter, and you have all the dried grass everywhere and the dried weeds and things. pull that back away from your home and your barns, just to make it a little more safe in case a fire does come up. Most of the time in the spring, if you do have any kind of grass fire, it's going to be from old grass that didn't get froze down. If we don't get a freeze and it gets knocked down, and it's just there and cows aren't eating it and stuff like that. But just look around and try to clean things up is the biggest deal. On New Year's Day, there's always a big certain folks like to shoot guns up in the air.
Yeah.
Please refrain from doing that, because what goes up must come down, and you never know where it's going to come down at. And it's that innocent person that's going to pay the brunt of that if they were to get hit. So please be careful with that.
All right. All right, Chief Fire Chief Ricky Baker, anything else that we can talk about safety-wise for the new year?
Make sure you change all your batteries out and your smoke detectors.
We did that at the time change. Yeah,
yeah.
Right.
If you haven't done that, if you do have a live Christmas tree, about now it's starting to get pretty dry. Mm-hmm. Make sure you get that out of your house. And if you haven't been watering it, try to put some water underneath it. It may be a little bit late now, but be careful with that. We're really looking forward to next year. There's going to be some exciting things happening with the city and the fire department. So we're looking forward to the next year and how it's all going to play out for everybody.
Yeah, speaking of next, you guys are celebrating kind of your 150th year. How's that gone so far for you guys?
It has been really great. There's a lot of folks that have come by and purchased some books. You know, we did have a book that we put together with 150 years. Mm-hmm. We still have some available at the station if anybody would still like one. It was a really good year. It was a lot of learning for everybody to really realize what the fire department had all done for the community, because there was a lot of things that we had started, and the fire department was a very important organization with the growth of the city in the early days. So it was a history learning lesson for everybody, and it really went well. We enjoyed it.
All right, glad to have that. So 150 years you guys have been around, hopefully 150 more at least.
At least.
All right. Well, Chief Baker, we appreciate you coming and talking with us today.
Enjoyed it. Anytime.
Yeah, if anybody has any questions about anything, to get a hold of you.
Sure. Call the fire station. It's 979-337-7300. And if I'm not there, there's somebody at the station that'll be able to help you, or we'll get back to you as soon as we can.
All right. Appreciate it very much, sir, and a happy new year to you.
And the same to you, Greg.
All right. There we go. Another edition of the Community Corner. They're in the books today, folks. As we'll do it all again next week, another event. And I do believe next Tuesday is going to be the Mayfest Serenade. That's coming up. Yeah, 2018 here before you know it. So, I thought I was talking about Mayfest already. And that'll be next week here on KWHO, the Community Corner, all next Tuesday in the 9 o'clock hour.